and start us in a word of prayer. Pastor Peaches.
Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you, Jesus, for this is a day you have made, and we will continue to rejoice and be glad in this day. Father God, we thank you for waking us up, closing us in our right mind, Lord God, and giving us the activity of our limbs. Father God, we thank you for having a mind to praise you, Lord God. In a day and time like this, Lord God, nothing gets past you. Father God, and you are able, Lord God, to give us strength, Lord God, to get through this time, Lord God, and do everything, Lord God, that life may bring, Lord God, because you and I, Lord God, you and your people, Lord God, is our majority. Lord God, we praise you, God. We love you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Lord God, and you love us even more, Lord God, than our natural father. Lord God, we praise your name. We worship you, Jesus. Lord God, you are our Jehovah Jireh. Lord God, you bless us, Lord God, with all that we need before we even realize we need it. Lord God, before we even pray the prayer, Lord God, you have already answered.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. None can love us like you, Lord. None can hold us like you, Jesus. None can touch like you, Jesus. We bless your holy name, Lord God. Lord God, bless the hearers on today in the name of Jesus. Lord God, bless the sick, bless the weary. Stir up the backslider, Lord God, and bring them back to you in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, to bless this bird in the name of Jesus. Continue to bless him, Lord God, and from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. Touch his heart and mind, Lord God. Encourage him, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Father God. You do all things well, Lord. We will bless your name, Lord God, no matter what, Father. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. We ask you, Lord God, to bless all the hearers. Bless the right now word, Lord God, that's going to come forth on today. Lord God, as the word goes out, Lord God, let it swell up in the hearts of the hearers. Multiply it in the hearts of the hearers. Lord God, loosen the shackles and the bounds off the people, Lord God. Give them freedom to worship you, freedom in their spirit, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Open up the blinded eyes, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Loosen the shackles and the bounds off the people, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we will give you the praise and the honor and the glory because it is all yours. It is all yours, and you won't share it with another. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, amen.
Man,
hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thanks, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Pastor Peaches, can you give us a housekeeping rules right now?
Yes, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, thank you, God. Before the word of God even comes forth, we want you to get your Bible, get your iPad, get something to write with, get your phone. If your Bible is in your phone, you have your phone app. Have it ready. Hallelujah. Get a composition notebook, something to write it down, and something you can even refer back. And it's good to have it in composition notebook because you can refer back to it on Wednesday because sometime Pastor will continue a sermon on the next following Wednesday. Hallelujah. And you want to be able to write it down so that on something that you can keep and can't lose so that you'll be able to go through it through the week.
Yeah.
Refer back to it. Hallelujah. And then put, and there's something also that you can even write your testimonies in and write down our phone number. And also you can call us and let us know, hey, God, from that word that y'all shared. Hallelujah. Let me tell you this. Let me tell you that. And we will be glad and overjoyed to hear it. Hallelujah. Get that's your paper, your pencil, your Bible. Get your bread and your juice. So we can have Holy Communion, the meal that heals, and don't forget to bring the children in.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The children.
Yes.
To hear the word of God.
Yes, yes.
The children need to hear the word of God. They need the word down in their spirit. So when the enemy brings things up to them, in the street, in the malls, in schools, whatever, they will have something that will counteract what the enemy brings up against them.
Yeah.
They need something down in their spirit. The enemy brings something in something to them that's crazy. What they have heard, come, the word of God will say, oh, no, reject, reject. That's not right. Mm-hmm. That doesn't line up with the word of God. That doesn't line up with what my mommy and daddy been hearing on the phone or on the radio. That's not right. Saints of God, we're mandated to give the word of God to our children.
Hallelujah.
We have to give them the word of God.
Yes, yes.
They can't make a decision when they get older if you didn't put anything in them.
All right now.
They need it. They need the word. So bring them in.
Hallelujah.
And while you're writing down, while you got your pencil and paper, if they have a question, write down their questions so you can answer their question. If you don't have an answer, call us so we can give you an answer.
Hallelujah.
For the children. Don't leave the children hanging.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Thank you, Pastor Bird.
God bless you.
Hallelujah.
God bless you. And I want to share again that this service is a special service dedicated to the memory of Deacon Walter Bird, Jr. And I want to play a song right now that is reminiscent of the young Deacon Walter Bird, Jr. When he was in his teens. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Every time I hear that song, I think about Deacon Walter Bird, Jr. He's my brother, you understand. And I think about... See, I called him young, when he was younger. We called him Junior Bird, because he was the junior. He was JR. But you know, it's just a blessing. His voice was so melodious and so awesome. Boy, you had met him when he was in his teens or early 20s, and that melodious voice, it would have blown you away. And that was Sam Cooke and the Soul Stirrers, but I'm going to tell you, Sam Cooke didn't have anything on Deacon Walter Bird, Jr. I want you to understand that. But anyway, I need to share with you as an upcoming book that will have a quotation by Deacon Walter Bird, Jr. The book is entitled Oh Happy Day, and it's written by Mildred Howard and yours truly, Earl Thomas Bird. And this book is a compilation of all of the best day of your childhood is before you reach age 18. Now, there were several people who contributed to this book, and one of the persons was Walter Bird, and the happiest day of his childhood. By the way, Deacon Walter Bird, Jr. was born March 5th, 1943, in Baltimore, Maryland. And of course, our parents was Walter and Margaret Bird. Hallelujah, the late Walter and Margaret Bird. But here's the key. He said in this book, and it's upcoming, it's called Oh Happy Day, that the happiest day of his childhood happened when he was 16 years old. And he participated in a track meet under the auspices of the Scholastic Athletic Association of Maryland. And he ran the 100-yard dash. Hallelujah. That's when they had the 100-yard dash at that time. And he won it and set a record. And then he also ran in the relay, the 440-yard relay. And they won also. And I believe he was the anchor lady. You know, they kind of saved the best for last. You understand what I'm saying? And they say the last guy who could really put the pedal to the metal. Hallelujah, glory to God. And they won as well. But the significant thing about this is that Walter Jr., wherever you remember calling him, Deacon Bird, hallelujah, hallelujah, pointed this out as the happiest day of his childhood. Now, that's awesome. That's awesome. So, and look, look, in celebration of that, I got to do a repeat.
God is so wonderful. He's wonderful. Wow.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
The Lord is my shepherd, he's my God. Whatever I need, the Lord will provide and pray. I won't say mine. I know he's so wonderful.
Examine yourselves. And right now, we're going to take about 10, seconds. It's going to take a little while to examine ourselves. Well, thank you, Lord. Father, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, forgive me for every sin of omission and commission. I repent of everything I said, done, or even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Hallelujah. Not only that, Lord, I forgive everyone and everything that they've ever done to me, whether real or imagined. Because your word says that you will give those, you will forgive us as we forgive those who have offended us. Hallelujah. In essence. Hallelujah. So thank you, Lord. So right now, we examine ourselves and we comprehend. We are fully aware. We do understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. Isaiah 53 and 5. That's Isaiah 53, verse 5 says, he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. Chastisement of our peace is upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. 1 Peter 2.24. That's 1 Peter 2.24 says, with his stripes we were healed. Hebrews 9.22 says, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. That's Hebrews 9, verse 22. Revelation 1, verse 5 says, he washed our sins with own blood. Thank you, Lord. Ephesians 1, verse 7. Colossians 1, verse 14 says the exact same thing. We have redemption through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Matthew 26:28 says, our sins are forgiven because of the blood. So we comprehend, we're fully aware, we do understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. Therefore, we lift up the elements of Holy Communion. Right? We thank you, Lord, for it. We ask God that you would sanctify, that you would bless, that you would anoint it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Now, your word say, Lord, that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed be God the Lord. We're taking communion worthily because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes.
Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Deuteronomy 30:19 says, as Deuteronomy 30:19 says, I set before you life or death, blessings or curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. Psalms 118:17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. One thing, Father God, you put above yourself, and that's your word. Psalms 138, verse 2 says so. Hallelujah. Numbers 23:19 says that you are not a man that you should lie, but your word will do what it was set up to do. Paraphrase, of course. Isaiah 55, verse 11 says, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper, and which it was sent. Praise the God. Lord, we thank you for your word. We stand on your word right now. On the same night that the Lord Jesus was betrayed,
thank you.
he took the bread. Thank you, Lord. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and declared, "This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Let's eat together.
Wow.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Wow.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your healing already. Thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our life.
Yes, hallelujah.
Spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial healing.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
For healing.
Amen.
The system of our body.
Yes, yes.
The alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the intestinal system, the genital system, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the tops of our heads to the soles of our feet. We thank you, Lord, glory to God, from healing from inside out and outside in. We thank you, Lord, for your supernatural creative miracles right now. We thank you, Lord, as we speak, we thank you, Lord, for that new spleen, that new gallbladder, that new the new lungs, the new heart, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for the healing of the hypertension hallelujah, the erratic glucose readings, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for healing from diabetes and, hallelujah, from kidney problems, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for healing, oh God, from blood-borne pathogens, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for healing from, hallelujah, HIV, oh God. Come on now. We thank you, Lord, for healing right now. Hallelujah. That tumor, that cancer is being dissolved right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That crippling arthritis in the name of the Lord Jesus. Stretch forth your hand now in Jesus' name. Glory to God. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Those blinded eyes, I command it to open right now in Jesus' name. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ prevail right now. Hallelujah. Those deaf ears, glory to God. I command, glory to God, the hair that was missing out of your ears to grow so that you can hear. I command the hearing to come forth right now. Hear this. Hallelujah. Oh, I know it sounds like I'm yelling at you. Take off that, hallelujah, hallelujah. What do you call it? A hearing aid? Hallelujah. Right now in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for, see, you said, Lord Jesus, that healing is the bread of your children. Matthew 15:26, 1 John 3:1-2, Galatians 3:26, Psalms 100 says that we are your children and the sheep of your pasture, and that healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for our healing right now. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory to God. Likewise, on the same night in which the Lord Jesus was betrayed, he took the cup also. And when he had given thanks, we thank you, Lord, he said, "This is the New Testament in my blood. Do this in the remembrance of me." Let's drink together. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. It's on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers our past, present, and future sins, our missteps and mistakes, our faux pas and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, O God. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost and in the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite, we thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already destroys, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, brings to naught, nullifies, reverses, makes of no effect. Hallelujah. Destroys. Hallelujah. Every curse against us and our families. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We call down the fire of heaven on every curse against us and our families. Fire. In Jesus' name, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, discombobulates, nullifies, to naught, makes of no effect, brings to nil, destroys every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Glory to God. Father God, we thank you for Holy Communion, O God. We thank you that we remember you, O God. Hallelujah. There to my heart was the blood of Christ. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Precious name. Glory to his name, precious name. There to my heart, the blood applies. Glory to his name. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And we are not finished yet, my dear friends, my loved ones, those who are listening to this International Victory Service in dedication to Deacon Walter Bird Jr. We're going to do our family daily confession, and we will speak it a little bit and want you to repeat. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the power of the Holy Ghost, and in the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite, we speak for every man, woman, boy, and girl in our family, direct and extended family. According to Job 22:28, Romans 4:17, Kings, the first chapter. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual, kingdom machine. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts to the ministry of health. We're brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're perfect. We're strong. We're mighty. We're great. We're beautiful. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. thank you.
Hallelujah.
Let the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in that connect sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Jesus.
My Redeemer.
Hallelujah. At this time, we have Pastor Peter to come and sing a song for us and then give a brief testimony. God bless you, Pastor Peter.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank God for bringing us through another week. Thank God for His love. Hallelujah. That covers. We thank God for the word of God that's held above His name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank God for the armor of God that we can put on daily. Hallelujah. The pieces of those armor that cover the heart and that breastplate of righteousness and that shield of faith, I thank God for it. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Sometimes when you go through things and I know recently I've, since the loss of brother-in-law, and it brought back so many memories of my brother. I've awakened, I guess, in the morning, shedding tears. And one morning, and I tell you, the word of God came to me about that armor. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And now I immediately stopped putting it on. And don't you know, it comforted me, and I went back to sleep. The word of God comforted me, and I went back to sleep. But don't you know, those emotions that come from your heart, and all that shield, those pieces of armor, hallelujah, that covers that part of your body. Lord, thank you, God, it works.
Hallelujah.
It works. Hallelujah. And God is such a comforter. And I thank God for Him comforting me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Mm-mm-mm. Nothing can do your life, Jesus. Oh, my God. My mother used to say, who wouldn't serve a God like this? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Because every time you know saints of God, every time you think you know all there is to Jesus, just like a diamond ring. You look at it from one perspective, you may see red. Move your hand a little again, you may see green. Move it again, you may see blue. You see all of these lights shining through in your diamonds. And sometimes we think, oh, I done seen it all. Praise God. And we fool ourselves. We think it's just like Jesus. We done seen all there is about Jesus.
No.
But don't you know, life can show you some things, and then you have to say, Lord, I take you as this. Lord, I take you as this. And don't you know He'll be to you just what you take Him to be?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. If you've never gone through a tunnel, you'll never know that He can bring you out on the other side. If you never had any deep hurts and wounds, you never know that God can heal them and touch your heart and cover your heart.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But when you go through those places and those times and you lean and depend on the arm of God, God will do it. He is capable of doing it exceeding abundantly above. We can ask and think. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Take me past the outer courts. Into your holy place, past the brazen altar, Lord, I want to see your face. Take me past the crowds of people and the priest who sings your praise. I hunger and thirst for righteousness, but it's only from one place. Take me in to the holy of holies. Take me in by the blood of the Lamb. Take me in to the holy of holies. Take the coals, touch my lips, here I am. Take me past the outer courts into your holy place, past the brazen altar. Lord, I want to see your face. Take me past the crowds of people and the priest that sings your praise. For I hunger and thirst for righteousness, but it's only found one place. Take me in to the Holy of Holies. Take me in by the blood of the Lamb. Take me in to the Holy of Holies. Take the coals, cleanse my lips. Here I am. Here I am. Here I am.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's just praise the Lord just for a little.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, we bless you.
Bless your name, Jesus.
We glorify.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We sing praise.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yeah,
thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Bless your name, God. Bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Oh, we love you, Lord. We love you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you.
Yes, indeed. This entire service is dedicated in the memory of Deacon Walter. And as Pastor Peaches, a.k.a. Pastor William A. Byrd, that selection.
Hallelujah.
We are reminiscing today, and that took me back to a Friday night.
Hallelujah.
Perhaps 40, 50, maybe 55 years ago.
Hallelujah.
And this sermon was a trial sermon of a young fella, yours truly. And that was the scripture. That was Isaiah 6. A little bit of that was Isaiah 6. Here I am. Who will go for me? Whom shall I send? Here am I, Lord. Send me. Here am I. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Well, bless God. I need a timekeeper.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Keeper.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. That was
3:55.
All right. Well, bless God. We're working pretty good today. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
We are flowing until 4:30. Our program is a 90-minute program.
Thank you, Jesus.
Those who thought that program was almost over. Got news for you. We got what, 5 more minutes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, bless God. Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word.
Thank you, God.
I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground.
Yes, thank you.
And we don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but we seize it with every ounce of strength we have. Hallelujah. Use us for your glory today. Heal someone. Deliver someone.
Hallelujah.
With your Holy Spirit, O God. Heal, O God. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, O God, for the harvest of the seed sown today. 30, 60, 100-fold, even 1,000-fold increase in blessing on today. And Satan, we serve you notice now that you're already defeated. You are under our feet. Get thee behind us, Satan. Hallelujah. We bind you and evict you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah, for the souls that will be touched today, O God. We bless your name. We glorify your name. Hallelujah. Earl decreases. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit increase. and lead us and guide us into all truth. And we thank you and we bless your name in Jesus' name. Amen. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Oh, thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, bless God. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Bishop Arthur Ashe. Thank you for hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, Pastor. Glory to God. Thank you. Pastor Theodos Lee. Thank you so much for saying amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord. Brother Harry Warsaw. Thank you. God bless you. Love you, brother. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Sister Dorothy Bird, God bless you. Love you, baby girl. Hallelujah. God bless you now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless each and every one of you that's under the sound of my voice. And just for a few minutes that we have remaining, I want to speak on the subject. Stay on the track. Stay on track. Stay on track. Say, neighbor.
Neighbor, stay on track.
If you are by yourself, then you got to do this. Say self.
Self.
Yes, I said that. Say self. Sister, you can do this. It's easy. Nobody's watching you. Nobody's going to think you're crazy. Say self.
Self.
Stay on track.
Yeah.
Now, earlier I shared about Walter's the best day of his childhood, and we talked about that. But I want to kind of give you a glimpse at the best day of my childhood when I was about 10 or 11 years old.
Yeah,
I wanted an electric train for Christmas. And that year, I got an American Flyer electric train. That was the happiest day of my childhood. I was so elated. I played for hours with this train. Now, you got to picture this in your mind. Going around is in a kind of like an oval. The train around and around and around, and a little child, 10-year-old, 11-year-old child, playing for hours with the train. Now, we had a little kitty cat, and I had one of the cars on the train was like a flatbed, and we had a little basket, like little tomatoes would come in. I sat inside the basket, on this flatbed car, and rode it around the track. And, you know, the cat sat in there all comfortable and was at peace. I played for hours with this train going around and around and around. I know that seems inexplicable to some of you, modern children. Didn't you get bored? No, I was excited. I was so happy. But I noticed something that happened occasionally. It would hit something or something would happen, and it would get off the rails. You understand what I'm saying? Let me share this with you. The enemy. I think it's first Peter 5:8 says the devil as a roaring lion. He goes around seeking whom he may devour.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my friends, the enemy is not going to tempt you, at least some of you, into robbing a bank or knocking down an elderly lady and kicking her and snatching her pocketbook. He won't tempt you like that. But he will tempt you in doing something good. Because I found out that everything that's good to do is not necessarily good for you to do. Because if you want to stay on track, and staying on track with God is staying in his will. There's not, we used to talk about this because we didn't know what to do. We didn't know how to navigate through this. We weren't great stewards of the Bible. And so we said there's God's perfect will and then his permissive will. No such thing. It's the will of God or it ain't the will of God. And, you know, it ain't no in-between, you know. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
It's either you're on in his will or you're not.
All
and
right.
So what the enemy does is get you derailed from what God has planned for you. Now, according to the word of God, Ephesians 1 and 4 and Isaiah 46 and 10, says, God knows the ending from the beginning. And God has chosen you a path for you from the foundation of the world. Before you were even thought about, let alone in your mother's womb, he had already known, he knew you.
That's right.
And already have described a destiny, a track for you to be on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And if you go to Jeremiah, yeah, I'm skipping around. Just glory to God. We got to get this right. But Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5. It says that the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah and said, look here, Jeremiah, good boy, before you were even conceived in your mother's womb, I knew you and ordained you. And before you came out of the womb, I ordained you a prophet to the nation. Well, wait a minute now. How in the world did God know Jeremiah before he was conceived? I got that answer. He was in the heart of God, the mind of God. You know, a lot of times we ask the question, where we came from, where you come from. And some people will say, well, I'm North Carolina, South Carolina, Baltimore, London, England, you know, China, India, you know, California. No. Where you came from was the heart of God.
Amen.
You were in his heart.
Amen.
So you were a spirit in the heart of God. And when at a certain time, in the process of you coming to the earth, science tells me that there are 250 million sperm cells in the semen. They're battling to be the first to the egg. And I believe that God looked down one day from the courts of glory and saw all of those sperm cells. And he looked down and he said, that one there, that deacon Walter Bird J.R. And on March the 5th, 1943, Walter Bird J.R. came and put on his earth suit and came and breathed the air that's around in this earth dispensation. But you see, you got to understand what the word of God says. That wasn't his beginning. He started in the heart of God.
That's right.
What's that scripture, the first scripture you have I gave you?
Matthew 7, 13 to 15.
Can you read that a little bit there? Let me see what it says.
Matthew 7,
13.
7, 13 through 15. Enter ye and at the straight gate.
Mm-hmm.
For wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it.
Stop right there. There was a track always set up for water. Hallelujah. There's a track always set up for you, like the train track that I had to put together when I was 10 or 11 years old, so that the train could stay on the track and keep on rolling. But the enemy wants to deceive you. Go to is that 2 Timothy chapter 3?
Yes, 1-11.
Okay, just go there, but I'll tell you when to start reading. You got to understand that the enemy will want to deceive us. He wants to get us off track. Hallelujah. But I'm going to tell you something. Walk, stay on track. And before you read that, there's another scripture I want you to go to. I didn't do the scriptures, the scripture reading, but we're going to go to Revelation. You don't have to go there because I got it. I got you. Hallelujah. Revelations 14 and 13 says, "And I heard a voice from heaven say unto me, Write, blessed are they that die in the Lord, that they will rest from their labors, and their works do follow them." Walk is resting right now. Hallelujah, from his labor. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1 says, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1 says, "For if tabernacle were dissolved, I have a building of God, not made by hands, eternal in the heavens." Hallelujah. You're on the roof and team. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Walter's on the roof and team, but I've got news for you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We go down to verse 8 of the same chapter. Says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord.
What you say?
Yeah. Walkers with the Lord. Wow. But the key is that, see, we that are left on this earth, got to stay on track. But see, there's an enemy that wants to get us off of track. Now, remember what I said, we got to stay on track. But he will not tempt you to get off track with something bad to do. You will not be tempted, hopefully, not to do drugs or to sell drugs, illegal drugs, not to rob a bank or rob a liquor store or rob anybody. But he will tempt you to get off track, or what would they call it? Not being focused. So you'll miss what God has in store for you. Mm-hmm. Read that scripture now that I told you to turn to. Hallelujah.
2 Corinthians.
No.
2 Timothy.
Timothy. What is that?
3:1-11.
Okay, read that for me.
"This now also, that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemous, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof. From such turn aside."
That's it. Stop right there. What's that scripture again?
1-5.
1-11, isn't it?
Yeah. You want me to finish reading?
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
"For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with divers lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now, as Jonas and Jabez withstood Moses, So do these also resist the truth, men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith. But they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men, as theirs also was. But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience, persecutions, afflictions, which came unto me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra, what persecutions I endured, but out of them all the Lord delivered me.
Praise God. That again was 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 through 11. Is that correct?
Yes.
Amen. The enemy wants to deceive you. Now, if you've been following our teachings for the last week or two, that those, we actually freed a lot of women who had guilt about miscarriages, abortions, stillbirths, that kind of thing, because they felt that they lost something. I'll go to Matthew 6:12 real quick. They felt that they lost.
Amen.
Read that for me real quick.
Matthew 6:12, and forgive us our debts as we forgive.
I'm sorry. John 6:12. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I want you to stay hooked up to me now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. John 6:12. Hallelujah. We're gonna get
John 6:12.
Hallelujah.
It says, when they were filled, he said unto the disciples, gather up the fragments that remained, that nothing be lost.
Nothing is ever lost by God. Now, if you've been following what I've been saying, glory to God. You understand that first, before they come and put on your earth suit, you're in the heart of God. You are a speaking spirit in the heart of God. You become a speaking spirit when you come to the earth. You are a spirit in the heart of God. And God puts you in an earth suit. Now, there has been some very heavy guilt that women, there's some women that have had 2-3 abortions and they've been locked up in guilt. Oh, they've been saying, I don't have any guilt. I've turned it over to the Lord. But they've been squishing it down and squishing it down for years. And they have not been able to really cut loose and let God have his way in their life to be where God wants them to be, because they've been derailed by guilt. Come on now. They have been derailed by those abortions. They have been derailed even by the miscarriages and the stillborns and the children that have died. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I do the sins. But I got news for you. Jesus said, ain't nothing lost. Come on now. Look, you go to the store to buy a new suit. Watch out now, and you go and it doesn't fit too well, or for some reason you can't put on that suit. You're still around, right? The suit is just hanging on the rack. That's your earth suit, but you are a spirit. See, we used to teach this, and of course this is because we were great students of the Bible. Even I taught this, that we 3-part people, our spirit, soul, and body. Now, we taught this as if we 1/3 spirit, 1/3 soul of a realm, 1/3 body. That's not true. We are a spirit. And when we become in this earth suit, we are a speaking spirit, just like God. You say, oh, just like God. Yes, just like God. Hallelujah. And we happen to have a mind, and we have to have an earth suit. It's not 1/3, it's 2/3 spirit and the rest is divided among the syllable round and the body. You know, so we are a spirit. You are a spirit. That's why the Bible says, worship him in spirit and in truth. Mm-hmm. And the word of God, hallelujah, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Come on now.
Hallelujah.
So, in other words, get in Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's why, hallelujah, Galatians 2:20 says, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, but yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I am a spirit. I live in Christ, and Christ lives in me. Come on now. Hallelujah. You got to understand this. Hallelujah. You are a speaking spirit. You're just like God in the beginning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you look back to Genesis, come on, Genesis chapter 1, verse 3 says, and God said, hallelujah, verse 6, and God said, verse 9, and God said, verse 11, and God said, verse 14, and God said, verse 20, and God said, verse 24, and God said, verse 26, and God said, and verse 29, and God said, wow, this is all cool, this is very good. He done created the world. Hallelujah, glory to God. You are a speaking spirit, and you can do what God did. Oh, you say, that's right. That's your authority. He gave it to you. Oh, you don't believe me? Oh, well, you don't have to believe me. You can go back to the word of God. Psalms 115, verse 16. Hallelujah. Glory to God. What does that say? Pastor Peaches, can you go to Psalms 115?
Yes.
Verse 16 for me. When you get there, say amen. Hallelujah. Glory.
Psalms 115.
Verse 16.
Yes. The heavens. Even the heavens are the Lord's, hath he given to the children of men.
Come on now. You in charge of this stuff down here. You wonder why would a God, oh Lord have mercy, have me, all of these children that are dying of hunger in Africa? We're throwing away milk and food in the Midwest. And we waste this stuff, and these folks, they walk a mile for a piece of bread. And they try to carry their family. They know on their way one of the children that they're carrying is going to die of starvation. And we throwing food away. And then we blame it on the Lord. If he was such a good God, it wouldn't be so many children dying. It ain't the children. It ain't God. It's us. We have the capacity to feed every man, woman, boy, girl on the earth. And the guilt is not in God. It's in us who's supposed to be in charge of this world. And the devil wants to get us off track so that we can't do God's work, the work of the ministry in the earth. And there are a lot of folks that will mislead you. You know, because, again, ladies, you're free of the guilt. Romans 8:8-1 says that therefore now no condemnation, no guilt to them that are in Christ Jesus. You're in Christ Jesus, ain't no guilt. Plus, you got to understand, every child, so you sister, you had, before you were 25, you had 3 abortions. When you got married, you had 2 miscarriages. Those are 5 children. You had 3 children that made it to the earth suit. There's a song that when we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing there'll be. When you get to heaven, everybody gets to heaven. There's not going to be 3 children coming. If they accept Christ as their personal Savior, those 3, they're going to be there. There's going to be 5 others coming to you, and all 8 of these children are going to come to you and say, hi, mama, hi, daddy, because they're spirit. God loses nothing. They came from God. They're going back to God. Stop feeling guilty about something that God has already forgiven you for if you had abortions.
Amen.
God has already forgiven you for, even though you didn't need to be forgiven for a miscarriage, a stillbirth, I sit there. God has already forgiven you. Ask God, forgive me. I forgive everybody who's done everything against me. I forgive everybody. So you already cleaned the slate. Your slate is clean. Stop walking around with guilt on yourself. You can't get, that's like carrying an extra body.
Amen.
Be free in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Be free. And you need to say out loud, I'm free in Jesus' name.
I'm free in Jesus'
my children. When I get to heaven, hallelujah, I'm going to sing and shout, hallelujah, because I will see my children, those three aborted ones, those two miscarriages, glory to God. I'm going to see them again, hallelujah, and they will come up and say, Mama, Mama, I love you, glory to God. Stay on track. Guilt will get you off of track. Negative conversation will get you off track. Negative thoughts will get you off of track. See, everything you think, everything you say, everything you do are seeds that are planted in the earth, and they will bring some fruit. Because God said, whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. So you can't, don't keep holding on to your guilt. You're free. But you don't understand, I did this willfully. That's all right. Jesus came down here in human flesh and willfully went to the cross for all of your sins. All of your sins. He willfully did that for you. And he threw it in the sea of forgiveness. All of your sins. Please, for the kingdom's sake, forgive yourself. Get out of the pity party. Stop being reticent. Stop feeling inferior because you done something. You 95 years old still carrying stuff that happened when you were 15. Girl, you need to stop it. God got work for you to do. You still,
yes,
you still got the earth suit on. God's got a job for you to do. Pick up that phone and call somebody up. Encourage them. Build them up. Let them know, baby, you can make it. Hallelujah. He done brought me from a mighty long way. I got a testimony. Hallelujah. The word of God said we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the words of our testimony. There's nothing else. You can call somebody up and give them a testimony. How I got over. My soul look back and wonder how I got over. Hallelujah. Stay on track. Don't you get derailed. Don't you lose focus. God gave you a job to do. Do the job. Don't you go down to Z when you haven't done A. You done A, you go to B. Don't be going down the road. I'm doing 15 different things, which are good to do, but they're not good for you to do because God didn't call you to do that. Boy, you had a little more shock out of the more shock. Somebody listening to me, I got to slow my roll because somebody trying to translate this to another language. I know they're trying to translate this into Hindi and the Chinese, Cantonese, what are the other ones? They're trying to. I apologize. Timekeeper, what time we got here?
Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you.
4:25.
Oh, my. I got to go. I got to continue this. On a little bit of this message on Wednesday, but I got to let you know that God loves you. He cares about you, and we've dedicated this whole thing to the life of a Deacon Walter Byrd, a man among many, a giant. And I want to see if I can find this music again, Pastor Peaches. I want you to come on. You got to share some stuff, but I want to see if I can find this music again with the Soul Stirrers. We're gonna go off with that. Hallelujah. God bless you. Love y'all. Father God, we thank you for what you've shared. Well, Lord, we know we touched on a few things, and some folk may have questions. We ask, oh God, that you would motivate them, that you would move upon them, hallelujah, inspire them to even give us a call or to tune in on Wednesday so they can hear what you have to say. because we will break it down even further. God bless you. In Jesus' name, bless the hearers. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. If you'd like to join us on Wednesday, that number for Wednesday program is 319-527-6036. It's 7 o'clock on Wednesday evening. If you would like to accept Jesus Christ in your heart, please repeat this prayer behind me. Father God, I ask you to come into my heart. Save me from my sins. Lord, I'm sorry for what I've done. And I've asked you, Jesus, to come into my heart and make me a child of yours. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I believe that you died and you rose and you're now sitting on the right hand of the Father. In Jesus' name. Saint of God, is that what you're now? A saint of God? Hallelujah. You're a brother or sister of mine. Just believe in the Lord. Hallelujah. And please call 410-5152 and let us know that you accepted Jesus Christ in your heart. Let us know that you enjoyed the program today. Hallelujah. If you have a testimony to share with us, call us and let us know. Hallelujah. We'll be glad to hear from you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. It'll be wonderful to hear that someone was blessed from this program on today. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Also, we're saving pennies. Like, up your pennies. We're building a church, a hospital in Uganda. We're saving pennies. If you'd like me to pick them up, just give me a call. We'll pick up your pennies. If you'd like to sow into the ministry, it's cash at the first letters of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center. Hallelujah. If you have Zelle, it's 441-416-1352. Hallelujah. Put a name on your seed. Tell God what you believe in him to do. In Jesus' name.